as I mentioned, Brother Jerry, can y'all hear me? You know? He's going back there.
Okay.
Thank you. Brother Jerry, as mentioned, is working this evening, and so he is probably still there at work, so we'll remember him as we're doing this devotional. Over the last few weeks, I've been listening to DVDs under a track from Polishing the Pulpit as part of our reading challenge. And in that, there's a description given the duties of elders and a lot of other things involved surrounding elders. But one is highlighted quite a bit is the shepherd role of being an elder. An elder, of course, is different titles are given to elders, but among that is the role of a shepherd. Most of my childhood growing up until I left home, we had sheep, and from probably about 10 years old till I left graduated from high school, it was kind of my responsibility to take care of the sheep. We usually had about 20 ewes of female sheep, and then we would have raise lambs each year and sell the lambs and then shear the sheep. And so I learned how to shear sheep and show sheep and other things that went along with that, getting up in the middle of the night when you're expecting young and so forth. So there's a lot of things that was learned in that role. It's not like the shepherds of Jesus' day when they were out in open pastures, but still some of the same features. I want to look at John chapter 10, verses 7 through 18, just pull out a couple points real quickly so we can get into our DVDs this evening. But just to read a few verses where Christ describes himself as the shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd in verse 11. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Down in verse 14, he says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Verse 16 said, I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. The first thought of, I know my own, and my own know me. When we had sheep, I knew every one of the sheep individually. If there was one missing, I knew who it was. And we did a lot of counting. We'd count our sheep to be sure they were there along with their lambs. Sometimes somebody would be a livestock salesman. They'd come by and tell my dad they had three sheep that they bought at the stock sale. I'm going to know if he wanted them. They may turn them into their field. And that night when I came home from school and was taking care of the sheep, I immediately recognized those three sheep were not part of the flock of sheep we had previously. So Christ said he knows those who are his own. How does he identify us as one of his own? Well, he knows us well enough to know who we are, but he also knows us because we have been obedient to him if we're part of his flock and his sheep. And he said also his sheep know him. And there's really only one way we get to know the Master Shepherd, Christ, is through his word. If we're not spending time in his word, we have not become obedient to that, and we are not one of his children. We may be a tremendous student of the Bible, but do we actually let it impact our lives, we're not going to become one of his sheep. So we will know him, and if we know him as our shepherd, as our master, as our savior, we want to do what he wants us to do. And also, at the judgment, it talks about a test that will be given to us, basically. And some will say all the things they've done in Christ's name. And he said, I never knew you. But then he will explain those who he does know are the ones who did works on this earth to show that they were one of his children. The second thought was about listening to his voice. Our sheep, it was kind of strange. We had this saying, I don't know where it came from, but we would call them, and what we would call would be the words sheep and lammy. So we'd say, sheep lammy. And they would hear that voice, and probably whatever we said, they would eventually learn. But they come off the hill in to be fed because they recognized my voice. Now, if I brought someone, a friend of mine, over to visit, he had to have him hide because they would not come down because they knew he was not their shepherd, but the ones who knew me and knew my voice. And when you brought new sheep into the fold, they had to learn your voice. Sometimes they'd be off in the corner of the field by themselves, the three that the livestock dealer brought, and you had to convince them that they were to become part of the fold. So Christ says, they will listen to my voice. So that's the test, not just hearing what he has to say in his word, but actually being obedient to that word, coming down from the hills when the master calls. So if they stay up in the corner, they would never be fed. The sheep wouldn't be. And we're the same way if we are not obedient to the gospel. And it says, we become all part of one flock and one shepherd. So the one flock is the church. Mark explained well Sunday all the different names of which the church is known, but there's one church, one flock, and one master shepherd. So this evening, you're either one of two classes. You're either part of Jesus' flock or you're not. You may have been a member of the flock one time by becoming a Christian, by confessing that you believe Jesus was Christ, repenting of your sins, and being baptized to be added to the church. But you may have wandered off. We had that problem in our flock sometimes. We would have sheep who did not want to be part of the flock, and they would crawl under the fence to get out or jump over. We put yokes on them to keep them from getting through the fence or being able to get down. And sometimes we had to send them to the stock sale because they would not cooperate in being part of the flock. So sometimes we won't cooperate. We become a part of the flock of God, and then we decide that we want to go off and do something else. And sometimes that happens in our lives as Christians. If you're here this evening, you're one who's wandered off, and you know that God is not, Christ does not recognize you as one of his sheep because you've not been faithful to him. You need to change that so he will recognize you as one of his. We can pray with you this evening regarding things that may be keeping you from serving as you should. If you have a need in any way, you can come forward as we stand and sing.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today, why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam farther and farther away? Calling today, calling today, Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling today, bring him thy burden and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn thee away. Calling today, Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is pleading, oh, list to his voice. Hear him today, they who believe in his name shall rejoice, quickly arise and away. Calling today, Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today.
You're now dismissed to your classes.